If you will declare with me, say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I do have eyes.
I do have eyes.
They see.
They see.
I have ears.
I have ears.
They hear.
They hear.
I have a heart.
I have a heart.
And it does perceive.
And it does perceive.
You're trying to get through to me.
You're trying to get through to me.
And I want you to.
And I want you to.
Amen.
Amen.
As you may perceive that I know that the Lord did a work on Sunday. And I went over Acts chapter 2 again today. And the fellowship of the believers, but I also was pressed by the Lord to take a good look at Peter and his words to the congregation as they complain about the Holy Spirit coming and invading the temple courts. If you look at verse 14, excuse me. You'll see that the complaints were in the beginning of that chapter when the day of Pentecost had fully come. And it said, verse 4, all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. I stress the fact as languages were coming out of them. Now, if you look back and you see in John, you'll see that Peter, were following Jesus, and it's actually in chapter 18, you can go back there as you see fit. But in chapter 18, Simon Peter and another disciple were following Jesus because this disciple, which was obviously John, was known by the high priest. He went with Jesus into the high priest's courtyard. But Peter had to wait outside at the door. Now, this is Peter with the chicken in him. The other disciples who was known to the high priest came back and spoke to the girl on duty there and brought Peter in. 17, you are not one of his disciples, are you? The girl at the door asked Peter. He replied, I am not. Talk about rejection. And I could go on and you can look at this. In verse 25, it says, Simon Peter stood warming himself. He was asked, you are not one of his disciples, are you? And he denied it, saying, I am not. 26, one of his high priest's servants, a relative of the man whose ears Peter had cut off, challenged him. Is everything established in 2 or 3?
No.
Didn't I see you with him in the olive grove? Again, Peter denied it. And at that moment, the rooster began to crow. If you go back now, you know what happened. He fell apart and he realized what he had done. He waited in that upper room after the crucifixion, saw Jesus at the resurrection, and they are hiding for fear of the Jews. But in chapter 2 of Acts, you see verse 14. Then Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice. I like the part, raised his voice. And addressed the crowd. Fellow Jews and all you who live in Jerusalem, Let me explain this to you. Listen carefully to what I say. These men are not drunk, as you suppose. It's only 9 in the morning. No, this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. And I could go on and on and on, but I don't want to. I'm trying to show you the transformation that happened to him. And I don't think he's done with any one of us. That transformation is only going to happen when we submit and we humble ourselves and we cry out. We may think we've got it all. We may perceive we have it all. But I can tell you that Jesus had all 7 of the Spirit of his Father in him in fullness. I believe that as this harvest manifests and that it goes forward, you're going to see the nature of the chicken in us be totally exposed. And when it's exposed, as you cry out to him, he'll fill it with his power, his strength, his knowledge, and all of the 7 gifts will start manifesting, where you will also be able to lay hands on the sick, they'll be delivered, lay hands on those that are dead, and they'll come out of their graves. Why? Because that's what's coming. Okay? The other day, I listened to Paul Keith Davis, and he was speaking about the victories that Bob Jones had, where he was literally raptured into the heavens on a daily basis. What about you and me? What about it? Are we waiting for somebody else to come in and touch? Or are we willing to cry out and say, hey, I'm jealous, I want it. Come, Holy Spirit, don't stop. Amen. Don't leave me half full.
That's right.
Okay? Don't leave me strangled or hopeless or full of fear. And stop my confessions that don't match your word. Yeah. Stop, I can't, I won't, I'm broke, I'm this, I'm that. That's not God.
Amen.
Okay? You and I need to change. And I can't change myself and I can't change you. But he can. And he's more than willing. Now, what's the missing link? If my people humble themselves. Okay? I was speaking with someone the other day about their dilemma. And I was, well, I guess I would, I said, I'm kicking your butt today. Every one of your butts I'm going to kick. Because if I'm going to be your friend, I can't let you continue what you're doing.
Amen.
Self-pity's not going to work with me when I see you doing stupid choices. And I said, if you're offended, you have a problem. Yeah, if you're offended, you have a problem. I'm going to tell you the truth. I love you enough to get you off your butts.
Yes.
And move. And do something.
Come on.
And I had a vision in my head. I didn't tell the person the vision. But the vision was this. 1982. Every door closed that I had perceived was going to be God's plan after I sold the business. Every door. I mean every door. And I did what I knew, but it wasn't enough. And nothing was breaking loose. I even then had a press to call Gino, make an appointment. I think I saw him on a Friday night. He said, I'll meet you on such and such a day, and he never shows up. Well, if you don't think that was another incredible closed door, I must have missed God. So I waited 2 days and gathered enough courage to call him back. Of course, then he's full of apologies, reschedules for that week, and we did. We met Forest Park Friendlies.
Good place.
Yeah. We had some coffee. We talked. And that's when I knew that that door was no longer closing, because Roby would be my overseer and guide me through the training that I needed. That lasted 3 years. At the end of 3 years, I was still wondering, what in the world are you doing with me, Lord? I don't understand. Hadn't had a regular job. Jobs would come a little bit there, a little bit there, and we made enough money to pay the bills, and that was about it. The rest of the time was sit and pray. Cry out and pray. Weep and pray. Lay down on the ground and worship. And I don't remember the dime, but I do remember this. I'm down at PTL. I believe I was training at that point, and I knew that I was going to be doing counseling. But that's all I knew. Had no clue what that was going to entail. And a man of God comes up to me and he says, did you ever drive an 18-wheeler? I said, no, but I've driven some with plenty of wheels. And he said, do you ever drive one without power steering? Oh. I said, oh, yes, I have. My days go back before power steering. He said, what do you need to do when you need to turn a vehicle that's got a lot of weight on it, and it's got a great big motor and a lot of weight in the front, and you've got to go and turn it? How many hands do you need to turn that wheel? And I said, both of them, and it takes choice to turn it. And it's going to be difficult. He said, I see you driving an 18-wheeler, and I see you doing it with your little finger. I said, well, that's a good idea, but it better have power steering. He says, no. He says, it's moving. An 18-wheeler.
Wow.
18-wheeler has only the space for one passenger, if you're lucky. Some of them actually only have one seat. Okay? He said, it's time that your 18-wheeler moves, because he says, when you're in obedience to the Lord, you'll be able to adjust whatever you need to do with your little finger. And that's the vision I had as I was talking to this person. Not agreeing, but pointing out weaknesses that needed to be changed. Choices that needed to be changed. And if you expect me to be your babysitter, it's not going to work. It's time to mature. It's time to grow up. When I saw that vision, I wanted to say it, and the Lord said, they can't handle it right now. Their emotions would not be able to handle that piece of info. So I presumption, down the road, I will be able to share it. But when you're on the move spiritually, all you'll need is the Lord's little finger to adjust as you go forward. That's all you're going to need. Just a little tiny nudge will move you to the left or to the right, and you'll land right where you're supposed to land, like I did this morning. When I drove away from that experience with this young man, there was such an excitement inside my heart, because I knew that I knew that I knew that I had obeyed. And sometimes you know that you know that you know that you obeyed. And not a prideful thing. I have nothing to do with pride. But there was a joy in my spirit. I drove away. I had my car washed to get rid of all the suds and the salt from my experience on Friday and Saturday. And as I drove through, I kept thinking about how God washed me clean. Those power nozzles are very powerful. They're loaded with suds and soap. They're doing a house cleaning, and I believe that's what he's doing. That was the word that came. You know, cleaning's not done. I shared with you, and you said the same thing. He's not done. He's not going to bring you and me into a different place until the house cleaning is to his satisfaction.
Amen.
Not to my satisfaction. And yes, maybe I got to kick my own butt. Because sometimes I give excuses. Oh. Close your eyes right now. That one didn't go in. That one hit me right back. Say, Lord Jesus, by an act of my will.
Lord Jesus,
I receive the truth.
I receive the truth.
That there's pieces of me
that still want to control.
And when God is trying to adjust,
sometimes I push back.
There might be a wee bit of a chicken in me. And I don't want to hear the rooster crow. To prove it. Holy Spirit, what you did for Peter.
I want it done for me.
When it's time for me to stand up.
And to raise my voice.
And to speak your truth.
And defend the Holy Ghost.
When he tells me to.
It will produce fruit.
I give you praise, my Father.
For the spirit of counsel.
Not to let me go.
Until he gets his way.
In me.
Because
he's working on me first.
And my neighbor next.
In Jesus' name.
I pray.
For your own satisfaction, if you check out the rest of Acts chapter 2, you'll see the intensity of the change that took place in Peter. And you'll see that he was obedient. He wasn't afraid anymore. Fear had left. And it wasn't coming back.